Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Every time you smile like that, you look absolutely Asian.
Shut up. I'm your girl Mandy.
And I'm Wheezy. Hi.
And we are back, and this feels so good because we're actually recording on time. Like, so this is a week where we get to talk to you guys about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of regular travels, and so with that, we have to like pre-record for you, and we try to be consistent, and you know.
And we know that you guys have short attention spans, so once something is fucking gone, it's gone, and y'all don't want to hear us talk about something 2 weeks later.
And we're trying to keep you, so thank you to everybody who's left us an iTunes review. Just to let you know, this is how we gain traction and how people end up finding us. Oh my god, did I tell you about the guy that I fucked years ago? It was the first white guy I've ever fucked. He sends me a text. He's like, hey, it's Matt. I said, Matt who?
Bro, where is this coming from?
My ADD, just let me tell the story.
Jesus
He
Christ.
Said that he found us after listening to the Joe Rogan show. And I think it's because we've been getting more reviews coming in, and now we're popping up as suggested podcast.
Well, I also have a lot of my followers that are telling friends to, hey, check this out, and they're binge listening. So I want to thank all of you guys who have been listening, leaving reviews, and actually writing us emails. For you guys who don't know, maybe this is your first time tuning in, we love to get you guys' horrible decisions and questions. So you guys can go ahead and email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Or DM us, whatever you want.
DM us.
People have been DMing us like crazy, and I've been enjoying it so much.
No, I love
especially
to
like
guys.
The girls with kids that are like, I used to be a hoe, and I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, we get quite a lot of followers, and
I
like,
suck
before,
dick for you.
You know, I'm married now, so I'm living through you guys.
Girl, you can still do this married though. But that's another topic.
You just had a trip to Orlando, and I just did Miami and Orlando.
Yeah.
Seeing family, Lord.
Why are we always away?
We're always away catching up
and like,
on our freaking trips.
In 2 weeks, I'm going to Europe to see Loverboy again.
I done sat here and told my boss, I'm done with the traveling for a while. I'm going to go ahead and let her know I do want to keep working, because Lord knows she probably think I ain't even trying to work no more.
She'd be like, you see, we hired the black bitch, and she's never here. I want to cut you off for a second, though. Me and Mandy were talking a few hours ago, and I wanted to address something with you guys. The more and more listeners we have, especially new people, I just want to give you guys a little background on us. Mandy and I haven't been friends for 5 years. We've known each other for 10.
We deaded each other because we're not going to get into that.
But if we shade each other or you think we're slut shaming, it's because we still kind of don't like each other.
That's pretty accurate.
It's like, look, we can make some money on this podcast. Bitch, you still a hoe.
Yeah, like.
And it's like, I don't ever want to shit on a woman like this except for you.
And the problem is, too, the way we talk to each other when we don't understand each other about something or what we're going through currently, you have to remember, we let off 5 years ago is when we stopped talking. So we were at our biggest hoe phases, like 20, 21. She had just gotten out of a relationship. I was just hopping on flights every goddamn weekend for whoever booked them. So us shading each other, we're still seeing each other as these 20, 21-year-olds trying to find each other, our sexuality, still experimenting, still doing this. And so we're still catching up with each other as far as what we're doing now in our lives and how we have grown. We still doing
that
whole shit.
That has always been I don't know if you have heard the first episode, but if you have, you would know when we first met, we fought.
We fought. Her ponytail was flying around the club.
Yeah. Bitch, it was not, was it?
It was. The DJ was yelling as your ponytail was being passed across. Mind you, this was a teen club. This is how long ago this was.
We're not going to edit this out. I'm just going to take it because now a bitch has hang time. So I think that it's just in our nature to always kind of talk and argue like this. Actually, Mandy and I got in a fight after the promiscuity episode, and she was going off on me, and I was like, I just want to tell you my feelings. And at the end of it, she goes, okay, I'm sorry. I said, are you being sarcastic, bitch? Because we shit on each other so much. I don't know what to, I don't know. We're still getting to know each other too, guys. So please bear with us if you you find that we are too mean to each other. I don't want you to think we would be mean to you. I also just want to say, I've had a few people write me and tell me, it kind of hurt my feelings. I didn't even tell you this yet, but tell me that they think I am encouraging cheating. And bitch, I just want to say that cheating to me is hiding and lying. And I'm not encouraging cheating. I'm encouraging openness. And what works for me may not work for you. Maybe you're not going to cheat with your man. Maybe you just gonna, you know, look at bitches together online. Maybe that's your way of, you know, cheating or checking out girls out together. With right. me and mine, we gonna fuck. That's all I'm saying.
I know that's right.
So well, what I do ain't gotta be what you do.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead. This actually, we do have a guest coming into the studio, but this actually brings me to an email that we received from one of our listeners. And we have another one that we're going to do later in the show that okay. Weezy got. But I'm going to go ahead and read this because
it does. Email first. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do an email first. Okay. And then we're going to do the second email towards the end of the show. But this email actually is about cheating. And I don't know if you guys have listened yet, but about two episodes ago, we talked about why women cheat. And we actually received an email from a man whose woman cheated.
Please don't do your side comments. I don't want to choke.
I'm not going to do the side comments. Okay. But so this is the email. It says, "Hello, ladies. Found you guys like a week ago, and I listened to every podcast you ladies have published. I am so into mostly all the freaky, nasty shit y'all talk about. I performed in a room full of people at two or three sex parties with my then girlfriend."
What shit? Damn.
Right. Hello.
See, we can't never read the way through this.
See, look at your side comments.
Okay.
"By the way, you are both beautiful. I'm writing you to get some honest advice."
He said both or he said me?
Bitch, me. B. No, both. Okay, my bad. Both. I saw B, Mandy B, you know. Let me stop. "I'll try to make this as short as possible. So I've got a girlfriend and we've been together for 5 years. Was ready to marry her, but asked God for a sure sign. So come to find out, she cheated on me. Now we've talked about it, and her reason was she believed I was cheating on her. I admit I talked and entertained two girls, but never got physical with them. It was more of me just making sure I still had it, and they pursued me more than anything. Anyway, the guy she cheated with, I shook this nigga hand when I met him, and he was just her homeboy. Now this dude knew all about us, but when she thought I was messing around, she let him get in her head, and she claims they only fucked once for not even a minute in a bathroom."
Not even a minute, because a dick in
apparently a dick in my pussy for a minute doesn't count. That's her logic, I'm assuming. So you
how much do you think you get in the mouth? 30 seconds and then it's okay? Okay, let me start.
I can't even, the whole, like, I like take my time. So
thank
the head,
you, bitch. One
you
man,
know,
two
hello,
man.
It takes time. Anyway, so you can imagine my level of pissed, especially to think you let some nigga fuck you in a bathroom. To add the insult to injury, I didn't find out until 4 months later. You wouldn't believe how I found out. I say all this to say, what do I do moving forward? He didn't say how he found out.
Okay, what
he just said
still?
You wouldn't believe. Well, bitch, I don't believe. You know, shit, I don't believe.
What do you say? Should I stay with her? Is that it?
The question is, what do I do moving forward? I love her and we have a child together, but I just don't know if I can get over it. It's like it's damn near all I can think about when we are about to have sex. Help a brother out, because we either going to work this out or I'm gone. Thank you, beautiful sisters, for your time and hope to hear from you. Aww. With love from a loyal ass, just as freaky as you two are fan.
Well, damn, what he look like? The fuck?
So I don't. Do you want to go ahead and start with the advice for this
sure,
listener?
I can make it
and
very short.
We'll go ahead and give our advice, and then maybe we'll go ahead and introduce our guest and see what she has to say.
You're going to have to decide to get over it.
That's what I would say. I mean, to me,
and you,
women,
if you decide to stay, don't
you
fucking
can't
bring
hold
it
over
and
her
all,
fucking head.
The same. I would tell the same to a woman.
Absolutely.
But absolutely. I just don't think it's, I mean, if you can't look past it, if you think about it during sex, then don't be with her.
I mean, you have a child and you said that you want to work on it,
but you know what,
that's
though?
Something that you have,
kids,
to, you
I
have
feel
to
like
forgive.
You could be together when he's four or when he's eight. Take some time. If you find yourself back together, find yourself back together. But I don't know how invested they are in like living together, or
they've been together
finances.
5 years.
Well, she cheated, so he said he keeps thinking about it during sex. You can't stay, you can't stay.
Right. And I think that it's also, it should be noted, because you were clearly entertaining two women. Regardless if you had sex or not, you were seeking some type of something, whether it was approval, whether it was attention.
Did
whether
I miss
it was something.
That?
Yeah, he said that he was entertaining two girls, but they were pursuing him more, but he didn't get physical with them. And to me,
well,
what's, guys,
that shit is worse.
Hello?
Listen, if I got a dick in the bathroom...
Wait, I don't know how this.
Wait,
wait, please.
Okay,
what are you about to say?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was texting for a second and I didn't pay attention.
Of course.
But if I just randomly fuck somebody in the bathroom, I feel like that's just a little bit better than you continuing to text a bit. Because good morning text and all that should take effort, bro.
No, it does. Absolutely.
That's the only reason I even fucking other niggas. Because this dude be on point.
So this should probably be something where both of you admit your wrongs, say you won't do it again, and move on from it. At the end of the day, cheating is something that you can't go back and change. She had that dick in her pussy mouth, whatever, for the 1 minute in the bathroom that she was in it.
Look, 60 seconds. Still you lingering know, for 60 days. 60
seconds. Why are you still? It happened.
Also, so why did you stop? You stopped because you felt like it was wrong, or you stopped because he came? Like, what are you saying? So what? Bitch, you fucked for a minute. You fucked for an hour. It's 60-60, right, bitch. I'm still mad. And
you technically were entertaining two girls at one time. So, I don't know. To me, entertaining a female is still cheating. That's my thought process on it. Yeah, I don't know if everyone agrees. Speaking of everyone, guys, I want to introduce you guys to our guest for this show.
The birthday girl.
She is the birthday girl here in New York, all the way from Denver, Colorado.
Coming to the stage.
Coming to the stage. Yeah. Lady W. 87. I had to throw the 87. That's the Twitter handle, bitch.
I have a Twitter and
YouTube. You ain't on Twitter, so you don't know.
First of all, didn't you change your name to Dubs though?
I did.
Thank you.
Well, I still say that though.
Okay, well.
Talk about best friends.
Well, guys, we have Dub here, and she is super popular around the Twitter streets. And Black Twitter. And
you tried it.
Wait, she's a little off Black Twitter. She doesn't really do Black Twitter.
I'm not on Black Twitter.
I feel like Black Twitter is its own thing, and you're like a big part of Black Twitter.
She's Black gay Twitter. I think. What is that kind of like?
I'm adjacent to Black Twitter. I'm not.
She's adjacent.
There.
All right. Let me just get say, all the let me preface ways. Why I made the Black Twitter comment. Because if I run into a white dude on the street, whatever. If I say Lady W, they may not know you. But a black person that uses Twitter might be like, oh,
they might know you, bro.
That's true.
You kind of tweet a lot of
Black
the,
Twitter has a really negative connotation.
And I'm no, not it really, don't. Not from Black ass.
But you ain't on Twitter. You're
not
so
on Twitter.
You
it kind of does.
Because don't
I
won't matter.
Even
I
date no nigga
memes.
Part of Black Twitter. Like, if I meet a nigga and I see he's a part of Black Twitter, bro, I got to dead you, bro. We can't talk no more.
I don't even fuck with someone who uses that in conversation.
Oh, my like, God. I'm on Black Twitter. No.
Nah,
well, she's also, guys, a part of, and this is funny. I did want to share this with our listeners. Me and Weezy used to watch her videos on YouTube before we all became friends.
God, we sound like stalkers every time.
Every time. Because, girl, Cuddy came on the show. And we're like, listen, bitch, we've been following you since 2009.
Crazy how we met, too. A lot of people talk about, like, making online relationships and being so scared. Dub, I don't know if I wrote you or what, but it was on Twitter 10 years ago. No, maybe not 10. Maybe 9. Okay.
It might have been maybe 8.
No, like, 09. So, like,
yeah.
8 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, okay yeah. So, I don't know how we hit each other up, but I was dating at the time. And I remember I was like, look, this girl's coming to Florida, and she's going to stay with us. And this guy's like, what?
Yeah.
And my first meeting with Dub, I've never done this with anybody. Like, we maybe talked for 20 minutes, and we sat in our bed, me and his bed, and fucking talked about our life. Like, deep shit.
And then you came.
Totally connected.
And then by the second time you came, we all went on a cruise together.
We have never lived in the
same
city.
We all went on a girls' cruise.
That was a fun cruise.
That was we snuck liquor into shampoo bottles because we weren't yet of age.
I tell everybody that trick now. Like, they're going
on
a cruise.
No, you gotta wasn't of age. It's because we was broke.
We were broke. Bitch. I was also like 20.
Hold on. I don't know if y'all remember how you snuck this fucking ex on me. Okay? But I'm gonna tell you. I don't know who did it, but I'm gonna tell you how that happened.
I don't know.
I was super scared of my ex because he was a piece of shit. And I was so scared to get high with my friends. And I had a drink. I was real scared. I was like, he's gonna find out. He's gonna find out. I had a drink. And one of you bitches said, look, you're gonna feel a little something.
That had to be
No, that it wasn't me had because that was the first time I ever did Molly.
Yeah, we all did Molly that dude, for the first time.
That's when I knew I was gonna leave that nigga. That revelation came. I was like, you know what? I think I'm done.
And I was super not
I'm gonna
here.
Get this free trip to Paris.
I wasn't here. I wasn't even here to take the Molly on the cruise. And then by the time we got to Orlando,
I was like, I'm not doing fucking drugs.
And bitch, you loved it.
And then bitch, I took that shit by the time we got back to Orlando downtown and bitch. Ended up in a car at the end of the night.
I will say something about drugs because I don't want us to be on this briefly. But Molly, almost 10 years ago, is totally different from what it is now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been years. I'm telling you, I couldn't. I'm not even interested. I don't want it for free. I don't want it if you pay me, bruh.
Yeah, that's how I am.
That shit is scary. I feel like there's heroin and crack in it. Like,
Well, you never know.
You never know.
The Molly that my mom had, she's like, well, we called it ecstasy. And it was great. I wasn't hungover.
We called it.
So you heard the story when you came in. So do you have any advice on, and I guess this will lead into you and how you date. Because I know we had this conversation last night at dinner about monogamy, period. So we'll get into that later. But what would your advice be to a guy who's trying to get past the fact that his woman just cheated on him?
I mean, I liked, my advice would be a combination of both of what you guys said. You said time.
Yeah.
Give it a little time. And pretty time much heals everything.
Right. And pretty much also, they both were in the wrong, and just doing that set of communication, like, listen, this is why I did what I did. This is how I felt.
Right.
And then let her do the same.
Right.
And then you and either accept it or, you at this point, you just have to accept it. Right. Or
that's why I liked your advice. Just move on. Like, either you're going to be over it or you're not.
Or you're
that's how I feel. Like, either you're going to be over or you're not. And there's no point in having sex with someone if you're going to be thinking and like hurting, breaking your own heart over and over and over.
This is going to be mean, but I'm kind of in that mood today. I'm going to be very honest.
Here we go. You in that mood, but you over there on your goddamn phone.
You only wrote in because you wanted us to tell you something that's gonna make you feel better.
There's
and I'm
nothing.
Not.
There's not so anything to say to make him feel
like
better.
Just deal with it or don't. Yeah. Like, I feel like you want to be coddled. I feel like a lot of people ask advice to situations they already know. When I ask a bitch, oh my god, you fucked 10 bitches, but I mean, you know, you don't think you care about me. Like, no. I just want you to say something that's gonna make me feel better.
And you know, I'm not that.
That's why he brought up the kids.
No, I'm not that friend.
That's why he tried to say he did something wrong, because he wants to be like, okay, well, you did it too.
Well,
no. He needs to move on.
Move on. That's our advice. And we're going to move on. And there was, besides the fact that we love Dub, there was a reason that we wanted to bring her on the show today. Because, again, we like to inform y'all and give you guys different, you know, ways of dating, relationships, and just the different mindsets of people. So I guess, Weezy, do you want to introduce what it is that Dub partakes in?
Well, I don't want to speak for you, but I will say a lot of you guys, I was excited to bring Dub on this episode, because a lot of you guys ask about threesomes and how do we find people?
Yeah, that like, is that asked is often.
My favorite
that's
question.
That's a frequent question.
So our kink of the week, to go with the title, is called a unicorn. And a unicorn, by definition, according to Urban Dictionary, is the girl you can't catch. Everything that's about her is perfect, unfathomable. She is truly a blessing.
Damn, I might be reading a unicorn, bitch.
Keep reading. It got my face up in there too, don't it? Boom.
I'm just laughing right now because I read the wrong definition of unicorn. But hold on. It is still you. It is a bisexual but single female, generally at a swingers party looking for couples. So I bring this up because the threesomes that I have had, even though I've found women on,
you're in charge,
on Tinder, is not necessarily with a unicorn. Just because there's a single woman, I don't know if you would say agree with me on this, but just because there's a single woman that might fuck you that night doesn't mean she is a unicorn.
That's right.
Dub is somebody that seeks couples, that enjoys couples, that plays the role, so to speak, right? That knows how to be treated. And I wanted a lot of you guys to listen to this, because if you are single out there and you're thinking about joining a couple, but you feel like it's too slutty, or you feel like, oh, but you know, they're just gonna throw me to the side after.
You're
she's
nervous,
had,
so you don't know yeah, what to do.
She's had very meaningful relationships with couples, and seemingly long term could be.
So, and I'm hoping that we gonna read y'all minds, because we about to ask her some questions. Yay. So I truly hope that we are able to ask the questions that may be floating through your mind, like, what the fuck does this bitch do? So, so we're gonna go.
And she's black.
And she's black, guys.
A lot of you
and bad.
Cause y'all be acting like it's all white people shit. WPS. Nope, not this time. So
I ain't never heard that unicorn shit,
bitch. What's so? Go
let's
ahead.
Start off with. I want to bring into the app how you use it, but what the fuck? How did it start?
What started? Accident. It was a total accident. So I've been very monogamous my entire life.
Okay.
And I was, people don't know me, I am notorious for going on vacation and fucking. That's what I do. Yeah, yes. I'm going on dates. I say fucking, but just going on dates, meeting people. So I was in Denver visiting, and I was dating around, and I was on Tinder, and I saw this couple, and I never swipe right on couples. Yeah. But I was in Denver, and I was fuck it. Like, what the fuck? And the girl was really cute.
Okay.
So I was like,
she was.
And so we matched. And so they were like, let's take you out to sushi and we'll go out. And I'm like, okay. And so I was actually really nervous. I'm like, I'm about to go on a date with two people at the same time. And I don't know how it's going to go. I've never been with a girl at this point. I've wanted to, but like I, it never happened.
Right.
And so yeah, they took me out. They wine and dined me, and she was super hot in person. He was lying.
That's how I feel.
He was paid.
It's so crazy because I feel like that is how most of it works. When I match with couples, I'll either really like the girl and not so much the guy, or vice versa.
It's right. always
and
one
so,
or the other.
Right. And usually. So you're okay with maybe not being completely attracted to both parties?
I'm a little firmer on that rule now. So okay. like I need to be at least, you guys both need to be B's if we're
okay, at
you.
Least B's.
At the worst case.
B minus? Do you do the minus no, plus? No, just no, no. B.
You need to be
okay,
B. Just and up.
Okay, B and up.
But it's really the girl. Like if I'm not into the girl, I'm not gonna fuck you, dude. Like
okay.
She is a pathway to you getting me to the guy.
Okay. Like,
so that's
So the girl is still mostly in charge in this.
No, I'm just saying in terms of being attracted. Like okay. I have to at least be very attracted to her, and then I'll be like, yeah, you get a pass.
Too. Okay, so
like,
this was the first time in Denver that you did right. this, and how did it play
it
out?
It went great. We went back to his nice ass apartment. He gave me a whole bunch of free weed and a whole bunch of liquor. I was fed right. She took her titties out. They were nice. It was big. And
hello.
We just you know start going at it, and I loved it. I was like on a. High like after that
do you think it's because you had two people like swooning over you had two people that wanted to fuck you it was more hot than just one
definitely and it was also that I wasn't with a girl at that point and like I had no
this
idea
this was your first time
that
with
was
a girl
first time with a girl I've only
oh,
been
wow.
I've only been with women in threesome situations I've never
oh,
been with
wow.
a woman just
okay.
one-on-one yet
not yet it may be coming
right. now, it'll happen. So after your experience with them obviously it went well I want to talk about, and I'm sorry to rush you, but we have a lot of questions.
Yeah, let's go. I
like
the questions.
How did it end? And from what you know now, could you...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I feel like this could be inevitable, but if someone does it right, it won't. So
no, yeah. So let's call her Lucy. Lucy was very... she was very jealous. Very insecure.
Okay.
That's how it ended.
Which normally... And see, to me, that's how most... threesomes or
well
a third party coming in
right
happens
right now, and it's not just her it was him he was sneaky he was inviting me places without telling her you know what I'm saying so it was both parties and so
right.
it was just my one of my hard rules is no fucking drama I'm not doing it
right
I'm not here
no
to be your...
more pain sorry
okay I get that okay so I asked you this at dinner last night, and I'm going to go ahead and ask the followers because I want them to know that this is something that you're choosing. So this
yes.
didn't arise from a heartbreak or you being like, fuck niggas, get money.
No.
Like,
no.
It didn't arise from that at all.
No.
You genuinely seek couples.
Absolutely.
And you are fine with being emotionally unattached, so to speak?
So,
or how does that work?
I mean, so I'm in a casual space, period. Whether it's a guy, whether it's a couple, I'm just in
okay.
a casual, like... I'm just doing me kind of thing. But I would absolutely get in a serious relationship, not monogamous, but serious relationship with a couple and get very emotionally invested with them. So that's an option. It could go both ways. It could be very casual.
Well, you can go both
just,
ways too. So.
Right, clearly. It could just be like a one night kind of thing, few nights. I don't really do one nighters anymore, but like a few months, whatever, fool around. Or we can like really date and be together.
Okay, so I wanted to compare the two of you because if you guys listen to this goddamn show, Weezy always talks about wanting to bring a girl in. However, she has to be
in
charge.
Yeah,
she does. But she also said she would never co-star.
Right.
You are like, bitch, co-star, be right here. Like, hello, you prefer to co-star.
So
what is the actual difference between the two of you as far as your mindset? Why would you not co-star and why are you so only into co-starring? Because clearly you don't have... a boyfriend to bring
right.
girls in.
Right, right.
But shit, neither did she, and she still made it happen.
It always has to be like a guy. And I'll tell
it's
you
a
what.
Guy that she's fucking
it's
with.
It's either
but she
two
brings
things,
girls.
And you are both were pretty close to me, so maybe you can tell me. I feel like.
We'll tell her.
It may.
Bitch, again, we just. Wait.
Now I want to take it back.
Well, we just talked about a 5-year break, so in my eyes, she still don't eat pussy. I know her. Like, bitch, we
my mom is fucking
definitely.
Calling. Everybody loves her. And
wait,
her,
put
so.
Her real on real quick.
Mom, I'm recording right now. With Dub and
tell everybody to suck dick.
Yes. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
I love her.
Love you. We're talking about threesomes. Bye.
She's the best.
Fucking crazy. So
that was Julia. Y'all keep asking.
If that wasn't exactly what they thought they would hear at that fucking point.
So, okay. So what is your, your reason for the hell why you will not co-star?
I am confident in myself, right? Okay. Like, I don't feel ever ugly or like get jealous of women. But I wonder if I may have an insecurity of feeling left out, like away from them, like feeling too apart. Not necessarily like, I don't know if jealousy is the word, but I feel like I may be insecure about what's happening behind the scenes.
Girl, you get jealous. That's what it is.
It's you don't want to admit it.
She doesn't want to
say it.
She did. Jealousy. It's jealousy for sure. I think it's something that you pride yourself on not being so much that you really are, bro.
Because I don't know how I could say that in one breath when I'm seeking these things out all the time and want them.
You want them because you like both men and women.
But I do genuinely enjoy them together.
You genuinely enjoy threesomes, which is fine.
And I enjoy like the emotion of it. Apart, like when I was with like group chatting all the time, having that great thing go, I loved that.
Right. But at the same time, you brought in. You weren't the co-star. So in your eyes, you knew when they saw each other outside of seeing you. They had to pretty much report to you
about
for
it.
That.
When I was in Cuba and they was fucking without me and sending me shit, I enjoyed that.
They sent you pictures. Right. But it's because you felt like you was in charge that you had. Bitch, they know they got to send me pictures.
You wouldn't have enjoyed it if they didn't.
If they didn't
pictures.
Send you anything and you just knew they were together that night by themselves.
Whereas I would have enjoyed that. You don't have to tell me.
So back to the interview with Dub.
So yeah.
So for you, I literally get off the connection between the two people. We're sitting there having dinner. Okay. I am like getting off on that. The more in love they are, the more turned on I am.
And so do you feel left out in the bed?
No, not at all.
No?
Well, okay. First of all, I'm the guest. I'm a hot bitch.
Bit no fuck.
Hello.
Like, I'm a gift to them. You know what I mean? Like, okay. They're providing a gift to themselves.
Don't be taking this shit mad serious. I told her about this girl I was gonna fuck. You remember? And I sent this picture. I'm like, I don't know. He's talking about a threesome. You're like, well, don't fuck up the energy. This is a spiritual connection. And if you're just gonna have a threesome just to fuck, you're a waste of time. I'm like, damn.
Did I say that?
Yes. Oh my God. You're like, this is serious. You're entering two other people's space.
You talking about Loverboy?
No.
Oh. It's so crazy.
I sent you a picture of a girl that was down for a threesome. I was like, I think she's not cute. I don't think she's attractive. I was like, but I do kind of want some pussy.
I think this is awesome that we all three do like are on the opposite sides of threesomes because me.
Yeah.
I have threesomes just with niggas I'm fucking and friends. Like, it's just something that happens.
I love
threesomes that way. Like, I love when they're unplanned or like the guy is fucking me and he's fucking this other bitch who I mean, he's not my nigga, so I know he fucking other bitches and he brings us together. Like, or it's like,
I hate that.
I'm
gonna be honest, I could fuck a couple before I could have a dude just be like, oh, I know this other bitch.
I know this other bitch. And that's like how I do threesomes.
So
I've
threesomes
never
threesomes with friends too.
Oh yeah.
So I'm a little on the
I've had the girl, what friend? Yeah,
bleep that out.
Yeah, no, we use the bleep beat. The bleep beat.
We're gonna bleep
that. Well, I'm not gonna. Yeah, we gotta. Do not, because they don't like when we have to put all these bleeps. So damn, bro, calm down.
Fuck you, bleep that.
Shit. Then she be getting mad, like, oh my God, I have to sit here and listen back and see when I said that. Like, bro, just don't say this shit.
So, bitch, you want to fight with me on motherfucking
air?
We got a guest. You going to do this in front of company? Which she just said she was turned on when people love each other. And you going
to
do this?
But yeah, I don't know. But see, it's so weird because, like, how you like the emotional connection. She likes to be in charge. I just like the fun of it. So, like, even the friends that I have had threesomes with. Have you ever fucked a couple that was together? I've never fucked a couple. No, it's always been how I say.
Do you think that would turn you on? See, I don't think it would get me because I'm such an emotional person. Y'all know I'm an emotional fuck.
I think I would want those too. And I told you, I'll swipe couples, but right when I think it's getting there, I'm just like, I just kind of stop the conversation. Because then I think about, like, damn, I'm just being brought in and I'm just giving them pussy.
I've learned with couples that,
I mean, I don't really like doing this anyway. It's easier to have a little bit of a texting relationship.
Right, which is what I start.
With the one-on-one guy, not with couples.
So how do you, okay, so.
Wait,
okay,
what?
So for our listeners.
You think you should just meet
if
up?
You swipe, yes. Yeah, if you swipe right, swipe, you know, and you initially meet, whether it's on an app, whether wherever, you're saying don't go through the texting and getting
to know them.
No,
and they'll try to talk you to death. If the couple's about it, I mean, I'm about my business, and I'm there for a couple things.
Okay. literally a few things. Couple things.
Yeah, a couple of things. But I'm there for some free food because it's double income, and I'm also there for
not the free food. Well, we know you don't have anal sex then, because no, I don't have anal. That's cheese and crackers.
That's still my only virginity.
Can't be eaten for free.
But I'm also there for, like, the undercurrent is the threesome. Like, that's okay. That's the unspoken thing that we're all trying to get to. And couples will sit there and fucking talk you to death.
Right.
And so I believe.
Do you think it's because they're nervous?
It could be a million things, but I don't give a fuck what it is. You're never going to understand the couple's vibe, and they're never going to understand your vibe until you're in person.
Would you mind talking? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to talk also about the worst. I don't know if this is the worst, but like when you've got flown recently, I want to talk about how they fucked it up so that people can avoid making those mistakes.
Yeah. So I was recently in New York like a few weeks ago, and this couple flew me out. Met them on the threesome mat.
That you were talking to for a year.
For a year. She was so but, like, by talking, it was, like, very on and off. But, like, we were in contact for a year.
For a year.
Okay. And we just never could get up. And so I finally didn't have my son. And so they flew me out. And the initial was fine. Like, she was actually asleep when I arrived. And he and I, we talked for, like, 3 hours. And we ended up started fucking. And we woke her up. We all started fucking. It was fun. But in the morning, we went out to breakfast. And it was like they were on a date and I was not there. Now,
what thing specifically? Because you kept saying that, but what?
He would talk to her and I could barely hear him. Now, if you're on a date and you're sitting across, it's a little table, little cafe. If you're on a date, you're going to be like, hello.
Not even that. If you're out with friends, you're not going to speak to just
three of you.
But he would just like whisper over to her and just like talk and have a conversation. I'm sitting there across eating my fucking croissant. Like, what the fuck? I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was just like. And she was fine. Let me be clear. Like, she was always into me. She was always making an effort. But he was kind of like, I would go as far to say standoffish a little bit.
Okay.
And it was just like, he was just with her. Like, he knew how to be with her really well. But the key for couples is that if you're going to bring a unicorn in, if you're going to find one to even show up and meet with you, you're going on a date with the unicorn, not with each other. Y'all niggas had years to do that.
Right.
You got plenty more years to do that. But now you are now dating again.
Right.
And that's what that couple forgot. And I actually have really, you know, Weez, you know, I have really great experience with couples usually.
Have you spoke to them? I haven't asked you that. Her neither.
No.
I have not spoken
to
either.
See, the thing that you're talking about, it was so hard to imagine that happened, because that's the reason that I love being with someone and then meeting a girl. You date them together. Like, you have already had the first date. You already know your connection with this person.
Right.
But now we get to do it again together.
Right.
Because I feel like with couples, yes, like, I'm still going to be in love with you, but that, like, excitement, that spark, that getting ready, what am I going to wear, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now you get to have it with somebody else and learn a whole new person over again.
Right.
And retell stories, whether you retell them together as a couple or share them with someone else. Learn. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And so for someone to bring you all the way to New York and then go out together and leave you. I can't understand.
Yeah, it was just very, and like he's very boring.
He was boring.
He was boring as fuck, so.
And see,
I think it was him.
And you never fucked him.
No, he never had his penis inside me, no, but he ate the fuck out of my pussy, though, bitch. That European tongue.
It's crazy, though, because I think there's people that are, there's couples that are scared to do this because, just like you said with the one couple,
right,
the guy tried to see you outside, and there's so many quote-unquote rules that can be broken and that can fuck up the situation, so to me, it would be like, you're literally opening Pandora's box every time you invite a unicorn in.
So I think, like, well, so this is the thing about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it's responsibility for both the couple and the unicorn. So from my end, it's my responsibility
to
be a woke ass bitch. Like, if I'm serious about not having drama in my life, I gotta have to ask the right questions.
Right.
I have to be very intuitive. I have to, like, watch body language, especially her.
Right.
You know what I mean? And see, like, what's going on.
And you said that because you believe that's a woman is probably going to be the one to get the most insecure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also,
funny enough, I felt like in your story, the guy was.
He was definitely insecure in that. But normally, it's usually the woman. Anyone's insecure. Also, the guy, usually they try to take control.
Okay.
And then they might try to bend the rule. You know how niggas are.
My point exactly.
And so
then you give them an inch, they want to take a mile. Right. Every goddamn time.
And so, like,
Every goddamn time.
Since we talking about Europeans.
I try to be an ally to the woman. I try to let her know right away, I am your ally. I'm always going to be here just on some woman.
First of all, I just want everyone to know, I'm going to stop you right there. Dub is dream girl. You bitches ain't going to get no. Listen, you might have to watch out for that hoe. Because Dub is a different breed. And I think that just speaks to your character, that you're not that shady, fuck behind your back type of chick. Because I've been on dates where the chick will be like, yeah, let me get your number too and yours.
Right.
And I'd be like,
I get very uncomfortable. I let the couples have control in terms of like communicating with me. So if it wants to be a group text, that's fine.
Right.
If you'd rather have the guy text me, fine. Rather be the girl, whatever. Like, you guys make the rules, but like, I ask about the rules. What are your rules? Give me your list of rules, and I know up front, I make sure they look at each other and talk about these goddamn rules.
And you have them discuss their rules in front of me.
Yeah,
of course.
What's the weirdest rule you've ever heard?
What is the weirdest rule?
Like something as basic as kissing?
No.
Because I know a lot of people don't like kissing. That's too intimate.
No, I've never had a kissing rule.
No?
That's because white people like, yeah.
I got these big ass lips. You going to really, one of y'all can't kiss me? How unfun is that? That's just stupid. Miss out then. That's fine.
I do want to go ahead and just bring it back little bit, because I like to, people listen to this stuff and automatically, it's so taboo to people.
Yeah.
What industry are you in? You're an actual working woman. She's in media. So I want you guys to know that these aren't couples paying her for sex. It's nothing.
But I'm open to that.
But you hear it a lot that this is what people look for in Vegas. And, you know, it's one of those where you pay a girl and then that keeps the emotions from being attached to it.
Right.
And this is genuinely something where it's like, listen, I'm not trying to ruin your relationship. I'm coming in because this is what I enjoy. And y'all hit me up when you want to see me.
Right.
But it's genuinely because this is
absolutely
what gets you off.
Yeah, can you give any women, because we want to ask you another question too. I think I told you about it on the phone actually. But just women that are thinking about doing this and feel like,
Who are in a couple?
No, like single women.
Oh, single women.
I think that unicorns are so hard to find. And I think that they feel like they're, I'm being a hoe and they're just going to kick me to the side. Like, what should you tell women to,
or me, because bitch, I be swiping left, I be swiping right on couples.
What's the hang up? Like, what's the hang up that women need to get over?
What's your hang up? You just get bored, or you just don't want to go through it?
It's like I want to go through with it.
Do you feel used?
Kind of, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, to me, that's something. Like, and I'm not gonna lie. That's why I just made the mention of it. To me, like, if you're bringing another woman in, she needs to be benefiting, and to me, that's compensation. But it's just like, shit. Amen. You know what I mean? Like, you're going and bringing a bitch in and she's having to serve both of y'all. And this is what I mean. You know what I mean? So to me, it's just like, am I really just coming in, fucking these two, and then going back home?
Right.
Like,
so, like, if you're going to view it like that, I wouldn't recommend doing it.
Because you do it for you.
I really do it for me.
And see, that's why I like the spontaneous. I feel like when it's planned, there's so much that can go wrong.
So
and yours
like,
are planned.
Yeah. Like,
and they all go fine.
Yeah. I've been doing this like 3 years.
And yours
years.
Are planned too. So maybe I should try a planned threesome.
This is the most comfortable I've ever felt like dating in my skin. It's been about 3 years.
Honestly, I think you're coming into something that's already working too. If they feel comfortable enough.
That's why I said the more in tune they are with each other and the more that chemistry is there, the easier it is. My job is,
my hang up is, I guess, maybe the feeling used thing. I don't know. Maybe
not only that, I can't, like I said, I'm very but I'm also very shallow when it comes to like what I like physically. And like I said, everything that I find on Tinder, I really like.
Well, you need to get on Feel, bitch. There's a
maybe I need to.
That's right. That's what I thank you for bringing it up. It used to be Thrinder back in the day when
Thrinder,
I used it.
I was on there before. Okay.
I'm assuming they got sued, but it's called Field now. FEELD. If you guys want to check it out, you can be a single unicorn by yourself. You can be two men looking to fuck one chick like gangbang. Actually, I'm going to tell you guys something that I never thought I would say on the show.
I'm listening.
I'm so embarrassed.
You already brought it up, man.
I was watching a lot of male female porn.
I love it.
Okay.
And I might have told Dub, but I made a profile not with my face, and I just wanted to see what I would get.
Uh-huh.
On Field?
Yeah. I never met up with two dudes, but bitch, I was so turned on. They're like, oh my God, we're both going to do this, and we're going to do this, and you're the fucking goddess, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I know!
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I did get this very, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm secure enough to just not slut shame my own self.
Right. And it's definitely something where you just have to take, you have to look at yourself and be like, if this is what you want, it's at the end of the day, you're in a bedroom with these two people. And that's my problem with a lot of the things I kind of want to do. It's like, shit, let me wait. Like, I got to go out of the country or something because I don't want anyone knowing that I did it.
I'm not going to front. I've met men that, the last restaurant guy was 100% down with doing it with me. He was like, I mean, it's going to be weird for me. He's like, but the jealousy is, that's why I fucked another dude and then went to his house. He
right,
loved
I remember.
It.
Right.
He was like, I'm cool with it.
On,
he's like
episode five or
he
something.
He said it would be hard. He's like, I'm not going to lie. Watching you suck a dick is going to kill me. But he's like, the wanting you or feeling teased feeling is hot.
And so do you do that too? Going into couples, have you ever done two guys who may be
not
bisexual
yet.
Or two girls? And would you be open to it?
To both. Very open.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, but two dudes is tough because
well,
men
bitch,
are trash.
If you get
you remember
there,
the hot-ass French guys that...
Oh my God.
I can't tell the story.
Okay, you're going to have to share that story another time because it's too long. And
all y'all got to know is it was Central Park. They walked me home and it almost happened.
Bitch. Oh, no. It's a good story. We
remember
to tell
almost
that.
Happened in bitch. Croatia?
There's just...
Huh? Who?
With me.
Oh, bitch, I got scared. I'm like...
I
oh,
love
no,
almost
I
happen
wait.
Stories. Ugh. Yeah, then you just regret it later.
Listen, I'll tell the story real quick.
Oh, my God.
Dub was talking to this dude. And then his friend came and was cute. So she started kissing that one. And the other one got jealous. She's like, but wait, why we gotta fight though?
I really did.
Of course. Then one dude was like, no.
Savage.
But you know, Eastern like, European is too proud.
Savage.
I didn't give a fuck.
Well, what we haven't had the chance to do on this show, because we always run out of fucking time because Weezy doesn't want to pay for more studio time, is do a topic called Vanilla Shit. So vanilla shit is where we like to talk about some current topic and give our insight on it and talk about, you know, just the bullshit.
There's one other thing we also haven't done either. I don't know if I'm 100% right on this, but I don't believe we've ever had a mother on the show.
No,
your
I
mama.
Don't.
Oh, my
oh,
mama.
Besides your,
your mama.
Besides your mama.
Suck a dick, guys.
So what we're going to talk about now, especially because we are actually recording on time, we want to talk about the Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna saga.
So I almost want to introduce it, but if you don't know, I don't know.
Go
how
ahead and
you,
introduce it.
Like, I was going to talk about it, but like, how could I even talk about who? How the fuck
who,
do you not know?
How do you not know?
I literally just want to talk about the memes I've seen. You bitches so can't many. Even spell surgery.
No, shit. That was terrible.
What was your favorite Rob Kardashian Chyna meme?
Oh, God. I don't even think I can think of
Get
one
Get us
right
another
now.
Ferrari, fat boy.
Oh,
that was funny.
Well, the latest news is, so we all knew this happened. Literally, I went home early from work. God, I hope they don't hear this. And I was like, bro, I fell in the rabbit hole, bro. I couldn't stop clicking.
It was some. Oh, I was reading. Like,
I had to get
all
the
day.
Fuck out.
Oh, I was reading all of the he was going ham.
Bro, posted, I left the office. So, I couldn't do it. I
so
was like,
again,
I can't.
For,
I need to be in bed for this.
For you guys that don't know, apparently Chyna sent him a video kissing another man in the bed that he paid for, that he pays rent at the house.
Let me sum it up as Cosmopolitan.com has. First thing he posted was a video of her kissing another man, apparently on 4th of July, to make him jealous. A number of screenshots allegedly explaining that someone told him she cheated on him. Pictures of her naked pussy, her titties, her having surgery, $250,000 spent in jewelry. You played yourself. Congratulations.
And $100,000 in surgery, which we know she pocketed that.
So we are going to talk about something different about this because I'm sure that you guys listen to amazing podcasts just like ours. That's good. But that talk about gossip, right? There's so many podcasts that talk about gossip. I want to flip this. We have a mom here. A lot of what Rob was doing was saying that you're a mom, you shouldn't be doing this. You've seen the Amber Rose Bush thing. You're a mom, you shouldn't be doing this. How do you feel as a mother seeing people constantly throw that in somebody's face?
It's trash. I mean, people try to act like being a parent is a one size fits all kind of thing. When it's just not. It's just parent to parent. And then if you're a woman who has any sort of sexual freedom, and then if you talk about it on top of that, or if you put pictures online or whatever the case, or they get leaked, or you're a stripper or whatever, it's just an unnecessary amount of pressure, because that to me, that has nothing to do with your parenting.
Dude, you are one of the best mothers
for sure.
I know.
That's sweet.
I swear to God, I mean everything you do, and you are also one of the only friends I have that I'm like, you did what last night?
Right. So this, well, this was my question regarding that a little bit. So of course you still live your life, even though you're a mom. My question is, we're now in an era like, Dream Kardashian will see all of this shit when she gets older. Poor and baby. Your son, how do you go about talking freely on Twitter anymore? Or even your, you're also, you have a new podcast, Threesome Anyone, Threesome by the way. Yeah, she has her own podcast. And even your videos from YouTube.
Right.
At any point in time, all of this stuff that is now on the internet, do you feel like you have to explain that to your child? Or do you feel like it will come to a point where you need to?
Well, I've already talked to my son about my videos. He knows they're sexual. He hasn't seen them.
Hold on. Let me scale back. It sounds like you do porn. Dove makes really funny YouTube videos.
Yeah. She makes really funny YouTube videos.
And I'm just talking with my face.
Right. It's just her face. There's no prop, nudity. No other I body parts.
My son I didn't even think. They're very sexual. I was like, oh.
I didn't even think about that. But all she does is talk about, she talks about basically how we talk.
Yeah.
How we talk but about dick sucking and shit. She does it on a video.
Very like pioneer stages of vlogging.
Right. And I'm telling stories. It's one thing to like tell advice and this is how you suck a dick. No, I'm be like, I sucked this dick last night and it was wet. And that's
what her videos are like. So
I'm not a freak.
You, which is the name of the video. If you guys want to see her video, it's I'm not a freak. And you guys can see these big lips that she said everyone wants to kiss. So
they do.
Did you ever or any of your friends that have children, clearly, this is baby mama drama and baby daddy drama back and forth. What do you feel about putting that information and going back and forth on social media?
So that that's not cool. I think there's definitely a line. So like when it comes to my son, I think so I separate the two. If there's something that will directly affect him, then I try to keep it
like what?
Pretty private. So, like, I would never go back and forth with my baby father on.
Okay.
Or something like that. I talk dumb shit about him. So, that's my prerogative. And he ain't shit. So, shout out to that fuck nigga. But, but like, I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to do all that. But, like, when it comes to my sexual freedom, I worked very hard to earn that.
Your sexual
my
freedom.
Sexual freedom. And to be like wake up every day and to go to sleep every night knowing the shit I did and I'm okay with myself.
And you're okay with yourself.
And so
okay.
I'm not gonna let my
I
son
just say like I think a few people will be confused when you say that. And I want y'all to know there are a lot of women who do this but can't handle it. Or they go back and forth on their emotions.
Right.
This is somebody that we brought on this podcast that owns their sex, just much like we do, is comfortable with it and is aware of what they're doing.
Right.
Not for any benefit other than her own
right? sexual
not pride. To just please somebody, not to appease a couple, not like okay I'm here. This is somebody that knows what they're doing, is fully aware and loves it.
Right.
So for someone to say that they've earned that right, it takes a lot of work to be able to fuck like this
right
and suck and like this.
I looked right at you because I wanted you to be like I got the bruises to prove it.
Don't do that.
And I'm just like, I'm not gonna let anyone take that away from me.
Right.
My son or some person on Twitter was like, oh, you're a hoe, you're a mom. I'm like, yeah nigga, I could do both, multitasking nigga.
And speaking of the hoe that's a mom, that's all that's been said of the memes. Like even the celebrities, Snoop Dogg, all of them are like, y'all know she was a hoe before you got. And that's
well,
the
slut. Well, we don't even know. Like, we really don't know. Because this is the thing about Rob. Rob crazy. He done this before.
He did with Rita Ora and with, I think, Adrian Bailon.
Someone needed to talk Rob off the ledge.
So that nigga's a little nuts. So we don't even know. And, you know, men are quick to, you might cheat. And you might do it one or two times, but they quick to be like, she cheated on five niggas. One name. 10 niggas.
They love
it. She fucked everybody. Everybody. Like, nigga, fuck out of here.
You get pussy. You get pussy. He get.
And the thing,
bruh.
And the
what's
shitty
like
thing,
that, bruh?
The shitty thing about society is that they're quicker to believe the guy.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you what bothered me the most? This is so
what
random.
Bothered you the most?
He shaded her so much for doing drugs. And I don't know if she did, but she talked about the coke and all this and blah, blah, like. My nigga, I know you was doing that shit when you was
well,
hanging
Lamar,
with Scott.
Please. Hello.
Bro, Scott Disick and him was tight.
Please. Hello.
You telling me you ain't do no drugs? Secondly, another thing that really bothered Dove, I remember when we mentioned it on the phone, was when he goes, you had to quit breastfeeding after 4 weeks just to drink. How the fuck? You got bigger titties at home. Like, nigga, that shit will really hurt you.
Men have no idea what it's like to breastfeed. I'm not saying, I don't know what she did in her private time, but I do know breastfeeding, and that shit is fucking hard.
Is
and
it?
I don't
Does
blame
it hurt?
It can. If the baby can't clamp on, how can it not?
Haven't you seen like people like swelling?
I don't even like my titties being sucked on.
Well,
so.
After you breastfeed, you're tired. You're just even though you're just sitting there and it's a mind fuck.
Because my mom said she did it for 3 days. She said she was so drained physically.
I did it for 3 months.
Shit.
Wow. And I was dancing at the time. Shit. I was still dancing in Boston. Anyway.
So why I didn't even know you danced?
Because she didn't strip. She go-go.
I was in tip, though. So I was still dancing.
Okay, so you were go-go dancing.
It wasn't ballet.
I'm a dancer.
On the stage with heels.
At Rockefeller Center? Or at Rick's Cabaret?
But I only breastfed for 3 months, and then I quit. That shit was hard. Especially if you got to work and you got shit to do. And again, I don't know what she's doing in her private time. It's really none of my business. But for him to shade her and be like, you should be home for 2 years breastfeeding my child. Like, men and women are so quick to say that when they, like, you have no idea how hard it is to just alone breastfeed on top of having just a newborn.
I'm more scared to breastfeed,
though, because I don't know if they were together or if they were separated at the time. But I think that's the all bygone on it. And I think what hurts him the most is, at the end of the day, China, you my baby mama, and I'm paying for everything. But for you to have these niggas in the bed, that's the big issue. Because to me...
No. She's trifling for that.
That's trifling. Right. Like, for any female listening...
But he was hurt, and he brought it to social media, and he took it too far.
It is, but at the same time... She didn't deserve what Rob did. However, if I had to take sides... If it's true that she had these niggas in the bed that they made dreaming, that he pays the rent for, and she driving the cars he paid for, everything, et cetera, I don't give a fuck. She need to have the decency to fuck these niggas in their crib.
Hold on. Well, I'm going to scale it back for a second and just be devil's advocate. So what, he pays for the rent and it was the same bed? Why wasn't he there? Do they not live together?
That's my point. I don't know if they're separated or not together.
Because if you pay for my rent, that don't necessarily mean I can't fuck nobody in his bed. Are we together or
not? If he's still coming over fucking her... If that's what they're doing.
We don't know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. There's speculation. We don't really know their relationship.
And honestly, I didn't think of that point till then, but like, my baby's in here. So if you going to pay for this rent because you know I can't afford it, pay for it. I didn't say I wasn't going to fuck.
And see,
bro, listen.
To me, then you sit here and you fuck a nigga at his shit.
I paid for my own tits. Nobody else paid for them. But if they did, I would not fuck nobody for the rest of my life.
Well, no, of course not.
Okay, so just because you put your money on it.
It's not the same.
I think it's easy to be like, fuck him at his house. But like, she tired. She got a baby. Baby sleep. She got a nice house. Come over.
Dude, if you're not there, he's not there for a reason. Did anyone question that? Where
were
you?
He's crazy.
He is crazy.
They might not be together, bro.
Well, if
so
not
what
together,
if you made a rent?
Okay, if they're
if
not
we're
together,
not together and you moved out, you telling me you gonna believe I ain't fucking nobody else? Fuck that nigga. Now I see why she did it. Fuck that.
So you're on her
outside,
side.
Outside of the drug thing, because I don't know much about that, but I didn't flinch at anything else she said, only because moms get such a hard rap. Anything you do, especially if you're sexually open, you're going to be on.
You're
going to
be a hoe.
Sluttiest slut.
Which
possible.
Is what everyone's
you're
saying
the
about
worst
Amber.
Mother
yeah.
possible. You don't deserve to have your kid. It's such a leap.
Like, I wasn't encouraging
mothers
a drug thing,
are
but...
women just like anyone else, but they just have a child. And again, I don't know the details, but it was just the drug thing that made me be like, but
I just
else,
don't know if I, because he didn't really say, he was care. Just saying, oh, you're doing drugs or you've done drugs. Like, so have you, Rob, you're in L.A., bruh. I'm sorry. If you give me a few million a year and move me to L.A., cocaine's on the list, bro.
Oh,
are
I'm
you
sure.
fucking kidding
expense.
Me? Like, come the fuck on. I've got the goddamn lights, the gardener, my coke dealer, and the club. Like, what the fuck? Cocaine is in the air in L.A.
No, you're right.
Like, I have never seen people do cocaine in my life until, L.A. Yeah. I'll never forget it. Oh, the STK. With my man. This girl was in the bathroom, like, oh my God, I love your outfit. I was like, thanks, I love yours. She was like, you want a pop?
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh.
And now she's in the lovely city of New York City where they do the same goddamn shit.
Yeah, but you know what? New York is a little too, they ain't offering that shit up. Like, LA's, California people
I know
they're
counting their coins here.
Yeah, no, bro. Cali people are happy. They just want to share their weed. They just want to share their coke. You in New York, you see somebody in the bathroom knocking on the door. The fuck, bitch, I ain't sharing. Oh,
right.
You know how much this shit is? Right. See, Cali coke comes from Mexico. I watch documentaries, bitch. I know where all the drugs is at.
Of course you do.
Not like I'm looking
Pablo
for them.
It's good, bud.
I'm just saying, it's very close in proximity.
Colombia.
New York is very expensive. Everything, pussy, drugs, restaurant,
rent.
Shit. Me and Dubs, I'm taking off for dinner the second we leave here. I need to get fucked after this. What is it raining?
It's raining. It sounds loud as fuck.
I know. It was sun out.
Yeah, but it's nighttime now, bitch.
Well,
we all know anyway. Anyways, we want to thank you, Dub, for coming on our show. I wish we had a longer time. We may have to get you on again.
I'm so glad you guys got to have that.
Where can our listeners find you and tell them about your podcast and where they can listen to that?
Yes. So my Cash App is $DubsDub.
There you go.
That's the first one. My Twitter is @Dubs_Duh. It's DUBS. And then our podcast is called Threesome Anyone. And you can find us on Twitter @ThreesomeAnyone. And we're really
And they can listen to you on SoundCloud, which is where I listen to you.
iTunes. We're on iTunes now. Yes. We're on literally all of them. Google.
All of them. Shit. Okay, yeah, awesome.
So check us out.
And if you guys want to stay up to date with us and what the hell we're doing and Weezy making all this goddamn noise, digging in her empty ass purse.
I'm sorry, something's leaking.
Oh my God. Anyways, you guys can follow us on Twitter @horrible_decisions. Also, please email us your crazy shit @horribledecisions@gmail.com. Or you can email our asses. Did I say email? Oh, DM our asses. So I am on Twitter and Instagram.
You like that electronic mail, huh?
Bitch, yes, I love it. Girl, when I block niggas, that's how they contact me.
Are you guys doing dick pics?
Girl. On our DMs, we are getting dick pics. You guys can go ahead and DM me on Twitter and Instagram @FullCourtPumps. And where can they find you? One place we already know. Go ahead and say it.
It's only on Instagram, but I just want to say a lot of y'all have been sending me your penises that I didn't ask for. And I don't know why I'm getting them, but I feel like I've invited this with my openness on this podcast, and I don't want it. I don't
want to
see.
I want to let you guys know, just because we talk about sex does not mean we want to have sex with you. I think that needs to be our slogan.
So many dicks sent to me that are dusty. I see trash cans in the corner. I hate going to a dude's house and there's like dirt around the toilet and hair all over the place. And y'all have been sending me some dirty dicks. I don't want to see your clean. Maybe I do. But a lot of them have been dirty.
Your clean dicks.
Don't want to see your
dicks. So send
dicks.
Clean dicks to @WeezyWTF on Instagram.
Or if you want to send us your porno flicks like into the email, maybe we'll play the audio if it's good.
Oh, that sounds cool. So this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.